Just a minute or two, we'll hear about our paranormal psychic ghost hunter, crazy wacky kids on the show. Boston Rob, Ashley, Zeth, phone screen, did a little investigating this past Saturday. They'll be in studio with us to let us know how it went down.
You got them in studio?
Yes.
Wow.
Huge.
Pretty cool. You want to do new releases first, or should we just get right to the paranormal?
You're the host of the show, man. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, what are you feeling, Costa?
Yeah.
All right. Zeth just walked in. We'll do the paranormal talk first.
Oh. Ooh, right. I'm so scared.
Okay.
Oh, Zeth. Oh, my God.
So there, do I call you guys, you four, freaks for ghosts, or you're into it?
I think they're ghost hunters.
Ghost hunters?
Definitely hunters.
You're seeking them out. They're not finding you.
I'm like Indiana Jones, but instead of an ark, I search for ghosts.
Okay, so.
All right.
So Saturday, the four of you went out on a little excursion looking for paranormal activity. What happened? Where were you?
Well, we went down to a little place called the Star of India.
Okay. You're not making it scary.
What's the Star, Star of India? Is that like an Indian restaurant?
No, wrong.
Okay,
the Star of India is a boat downtown.
Yes.
It is actually the oldest still functioning ships in America.
Okay.
So they take this thing out once a year. And it has a long and gruesome history.
Okay.
Stop doing that.
All right, so what time did you go down to the Star of India?
So we get down to the boat between 10 and 11. Everybody shows up.
At night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. At nighttime.
You guys
That's
are ballsy.
Crazy.
Was this like a special tour you arranged, or is it open at 10, 11 at night?
No. You have to set it up through, it was our friends over at South Coast Paranormal. They run investigations where you do a tour of the boat and you investigate for ghosts from 10 at night until 3 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
You have to be drunk?
You're not allowed to be drunk.
Really?
You're not allowed to be on drugs.
Yeah, no drugs.
And Zeth was there?
Right?
Yeah, how did he get in?
How did that happen?
He was drunk. He just didn't tell anyone.
Okay.
He's just a practice drunk.
All right, so Rob, what happens? The four of you meet down at the Star of India,
mm-hmm.
and you just go on and start ghost hunting? How do you ghost hunt?
Before we ghost hunt.
You got like a bowcaster or what?
You guys are being jerks. Before you go on the ghost hunt, you do a tour of the ship. You know, there's about three different levels, and they show you, you know, in this captain's cabin, there was a man who killed himself.
Oh, that's lovely.
And he died right here. Yep. And they show you the bed where, you know, they put him in and he died in. And then they take it to the next level and they walk around and they tell you about the Chinaman that was crushed by a chain and he's actually buried on the boat. And then they take it to the next level and tell you about the other deaths.
How do you bury someone on a boat?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's one of the mysteries.
These are questions I would ask. It was
burial at sea, he said. They would actually just throw him overboard.
Oh, so that's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Zeth.
But the ghost remains on the boat.
Okay, thank you.
And spirit. Spirit.
Okay, you don't have to talk.
He's really making this out to be.
All right, so you take the tour, you find out where all the bad stuff went down, and then what happened?
So after you take the tour, that's when they go, okay, we're going to break up into two teams.
Mm-hmm.
Team A, you're going to go to the lowest level, and Team B, you'll go over to the captain's log.
Who was Team A?
That was Ashley, Andrea's boyfriend, and then who else was in your group? Ashley? I forget. I wasn't in your group.
That was the group? And who was
who
Team
cares?
B? Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
does it matter?
So we're broken up into two different groups, and we're walking around the boat.
And this is after you've taken a tour of the boat.
Yeah, okay, anyways, whatever. Yeah, there's two groups, and basically we go to separate parts of the boat to summon the ghosts, because they come out around 11 o'clock at night.
So these ghosts, like my baby, are on a tight schedule.
Evidently.
Okay, good.
Whatever. So they're in one side of the boat, so we don't see Rob for, like, till the very end again, which really was a gem. We'll get to that in a second.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
no.
For me and phone screen and her boyfriend, We sat in a dark room for about an hour.
Oh.
Seemed, or it seemed like.
That was the extent of your ghost hunting, just sitting in a room?
Huh?
Just sitting in your room is the extent of the ghost hunting you did?
So you didn't see anything?
That's all Ashley got out of it.
I mean, phone screen can speak on it. She's got a totally different viewpoint than I do.
No, Ashley has a very closed mind when it comes to this stuff, so.
No, not at all, actually. I totally believe in ghosts. So
Ashley and Phone Scream are in the same room, but have completely different experiences?
I wouldn't say completely different. I just think that your outcome, your total overall opinion of the experience is different than mine.
What did you feel, Phone Scream?
Well, I thought up until we went with Rob at the very end. That was my favorite part. But before that, I could possibly share your opinion. But what about your camera? Remember when it weirded out?
Really? Remember?
That's true. I was recording, you know, obviously, because I videotape everything I do.
Which the video is up at rock1053.com.
Of my experiences.
Okay.
I'll say that.
All right.
Because I definitely saw some ghosts. I just don't know if they were ghosts that other people saw. So you'll watch the video and you'll see. Watch the video and you'll see.
Okay.
Definitely I was videotaping and all of a sudden my video camera turned off and something came up on the screen that said, "You cannot videotape." Which I've never seen my camera do, ever.
See, there you go.
So that was weird.
Was it the ghost
sure.
of Sean Penn?
But then I just, like, returned it back on, and it was fine. It was fine.
Wow.
So, that's weird.
But this was the kicker, was at the very end, and Rob, like...
Well, before that, because she had weird equipment stuff happen, and I had brought MP3 player out there, and I had just put in new batteries, like, literally took new batteries out of the case, put them in, turn the MP3 player on so we could get, you know, a couple EVP sessions going,
right.
Electric voice phenomena.
Oh, okay, thank
so
you.
Sessions.
Thank
and you. It drained all of my battery. Drained it. Just
what,
it,
what
it started.
It?
Well, I had it going for maybe a minute or two, and we don't know, we felt a presence, and
who's
I could
we?
Smell
yeah.
me and one of the paranormal team.
Uh-huh.
We could smell like an Old Spice, old cologne that wasn't Zeth's.
Well, it was a sea ship, you know. That's what those sailors wore back then.
No, but you know when you smell something.
Back in the 1800s, they were using
Old Spice. Yeah. Well, that's why it's called Old Spice.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys get it.
Costa knows.
And then...
Costa invented it. Go ahead.
My MP3 player shuts off. Shuts off, so I go, okay, that's weird. Turn it, you know, I power down, whatever, turn it back on, and now it starts blinking, battery low, battery low, battery low.
So basically ghosts hate technology.
Apparently.
Yeah. They drain the energy from the batteries.
Now, during this paranormal state of mind, as it's called on rock1053.com, did you visually see a ghost? Did you feel like a cold wind blow over you?
Yes, I felt cold breezes.
Well, you're down by the water.
Yeah, that explains that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But did you see any sort of apparition or anything like that?
Uh-uh. I didn't get to. That would have been awesome, but I probably would have cried if I saw anything like that.
Ashley, did you see anything?
No. Talk about the rods. Talk about the rods.
Yeah, so we used these dowsing rods.
That was that.
This was something else. I mean,
What is a dowsing?
Dowsing rods are two little metal rods. It's almost like a hanger. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like
oh,
that kind of material.
Yeah, where you like follow them and they like point to where the ghosts are.
Yeah, kind of like that. But you sit still and you hold them. So you have
it's
two
like a
of
metal
them.
Detector.
Yeah,
almost,
yeah, yeah. And you have two of them.
For ghosts. Right.
And right. the spirits can communicate with you through them.
Yes.
So you say, you know, you ask it a question and you tell it, you know, yes is if you cross the rods and no is if you have them point away.
Uh-huh.
And
magnets.
We had a couple people try them they were definitely not magnetic. And we had a couple people try them, and, you know, nothing was really happened. When I used them, and I communicated with this one female spirit that was in the bottom of the ship, it was doing stuff. Like, I could tell the rods to point to two different people that were sitting completely, like, Zeth would be sitting on one side of me, and Meatball would be sitting on the other side, and the rods would move to where they were sitting. It was, like, I can't explain it. You can't explain it.
So you were moving the ghost rods.
The ghosts were moving the rods. They were communicating through Rob's energy.
Oh, Phone Scream.
No, this was my favorite part. This made my experience. You are in denial because if you were there. She saw what I saw.
Well, she's scared, so she's.
I'm just sitting here.
Laughter is her safety mechanism.
It's not funny. This is real.
It's her defense.
Ghosts are real, Ash.
I believe in ghosts, man.
Did you
she
not
really
see
doesn't.
Rob? Did you see the look on his face? It was like it wasn't you, but you were there. He was concentrating so hard. He was not moving his hands. There's no way he could have done it. It wasn't him.
And you can feel a pulling on the rods. It feels like there's
called
someone.
A parlor trick.
Yeah.
And your energy, you got kind of wiped out.
Oh, I was exhausted.
Yeah, it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I mean.
So now that it's all said and done, you've been able to experience it, and the video's up at rock153.com.
Life-changing.
Watch the video.
Do you think that there's actually something there, or is it just a complete hoax?
100% there's something there.
Mm-hmm, I agree with Rob.
Because, I mean, I heard, I could hear whispering right before 3 a.m.
Okay.
In the bottom of the ship. You could hear, like, whisper. It was like very breathy. Very breathy whispering coming out of this dark corner.
I love you, Rob.
Don't do that.
Were there any ghosts on the boat?
No.
Good enough for me. Okay.
My favorite part was when Rob started like taunting and yelling at the ghost and like calling it names and like.
Oh, no.
Oh, what? You did what?
Not a smart move,
calling it names?
When you called it not a wussy. But,
oh.
Okay.
Rob.
And literally like, and then I all of a sudden I'm sitting there in this group of people who 4 out of the 5 of us are taunting and talking S to these rods, which is supposedly the ghost. Oh, come on. Come on, man. Oh, really? Go back to neutral. Go back to neutral. And they're like yelling at these rods. And I'm like, really? Like, do we really believe that ghosts are just like, oh, I'm going to totally just get yelled at by these like people and do what they say? Like, give me a break.
Weird. You hear the firsthand witnesses. You have their accounts. You can also go to rock1053.com.
Yeah,
it's called Paranormal State of Mind. You make your own decision if the Star of India is, in fact, haunted. Good job, you guys. What a fun night.
Great people. The people who took us on the tour, mm-hmm. awesome. The Star of India, a sick boat. The story, cool. I just didn't necessarily feel the presence that Rob felt.
Oh, gotcha.
She doesn't believe in ghosts.
All right, it is.
Zeth was too drunk.
It is Tuesday on the show, which means we have some new releases for you.
Oh, yeah,
we do.
All right, here we go. New video games out this.